Welcome to the Surely Not Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. Join Cassie Garrett and Alan Stanger as they dissect the top headlines, social media posts, and internet stories that just make you scratch your head and say, "Surely not." Join them as they get to the truth of the matter on the Surely Not Podcast. Cassie, how you doing?
Good, Alan. How are you?
It's another Surely Not Podcast.
I know. I'm so excited about this one.
You know, it's like eating sliced bread sometimes.
I say that every time, though. Do you think people by this point now are like six or seven in? They're like, this isn't the best one. She says that every time.
Well, that's the way it goes.
I get excited. So, yeah, sliced bread.
Sliced bread. I'd sent Cassie a little thing that said Betty White, our good friend Betty White, who I know when it's all said and done, and there's only two people left on Earth, it's going to be Betty White and Keith Richards.
And Vivian Risch, who works for us at our newspaper. We always say that. She's so good. She's going to be there forever. I'll be 100 and she'll be 170 and we'll just be hanging out.
So the statement was that Betty White is now actually older than sliced bread, which was hard to believe.
Listen,
at first,
she's not just now older, Alan. She's always been older than sliced bread.
Oh, that's right. That's how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why you're the brains of this operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sent me just a headline. So sometimes if you guys haven't listened to him before, we have whole articles that we get into. Usually, you know, they're pretty lighthearted, but sometimes we get into other stuff. And then sometimes he'll just send me a headline and then I just kind of go from there. So that's what this one was just, is Betty White older than sliced bread? So she is.
That's got to be old. How old is that?
Well, she was born in 1922.
That's old.
So she's 99.
Man.
Is that right?
If she was born in 22, I'd say she's 99. She's going to be 100 come 2022. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You're doing your research.
I just was double checking because I didn't realize that when I was putting this together. But yeah, she was born in 1922.
Wow.
So she's going to be 100 years old next year.
That is old.
God bless her. And she looks like she...
So she's been around, insane. Physically been around longer than sliced bread.
So do you think they take the preservatives from sliced bread and use them on Betty White? Keep her in a little bag, sealed up.
That's bad.
No, I mean that in a good way. I love her.
You know, in her younger days, if you see her pinup poster, she was actually a pretty beautiful lady.
Absolutely.
Still is, just a different age now.
Quit shaming me. I know. I think she's great. So it was true. And I looked that up on Snopes because they just get it all right. And it was kind of cool, though, because it originally stemmed from a tweet. And it was like from 4 or 5 years ago. So those things that pop back up. And the original one was a guy that had put a picture of her and then the picture of the sliced bread together and was commenting that he thought it was funny. So that's kind of where it came from.
Cool.
Yeah.
So... You know, I think there's probably more things out there that are older than, or not as old as we think.
I'm sure. You know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking, just so everybody knows, in case they want some learning out of this today, the bread slicing machine was, in fact, manufactured in 1928, according to the Smithsonian, by a guy out of Iowa. But what's really cool, this machine is huge.
So what was the guy's name? Do you know?
I do. It was Otto Frederick.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like Bob Wonder or something.
I'm sorry. It was Otto Frederick Rodwetter. I left a word out.
There you left a word out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's just crazy. I'd like to see how it worked, but I didn't go that far. But it was huge. So.
Cool.
Anyways, let's look here. So some of the things that Betty White is older than. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm on my tiptoes. Can't wait.
Now, I want to clarify, I didn't compile this list. I thought it would be fun to grab a list off of the internet and then we could talk through it. But some of them are kind of dumb. But anyways, the first one is the microwave.
Well, I would believe that.
But what year do you think that the microwave came out?
Well, see, as a kid,
and I'm older than you, so I remember it like in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say 70s.
So you think it came out in the 70s?
I think the 70s.
Okay, so that's like 50 years after she's born,
right? Right,
right. No, it came out in 1946.
Wow. To the I'm betting not to the consumer. I bet it was invented then, and maybe, you know.
You don't know.
Did your grandparents have a microwave?
Yeah.
Oh.
For sure.
Well, mine didn't, so.
They still do. My grandma's still living. Norma.
Well see, that's
her heart.
Yeah, yeah, see. Actually, you graduated in 85, right?
I graduated in 2001.
Oh, you were born in 85.
I was born in 83.
Oh, man. You are, jeez. I graduated in 84. This is bad.
I can't stand you. All right. So, microwaves. But what is kind of funny is she was 20 when they came out. So, I mean, she went 20 years without a microwave.
That's hard to believe.
Well, especially like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. What do you do without a microwave?
You cook on a stove?
Not in college. In the oven? That's when you get married and have kids.
Well, they
and
stuff. Had TV dinners. They used to be in.
Okay, so what do you, in college, you put it in your
oven.
Convention yeah, oven?
I,
you have
I don't know.
Okay,
don't
I'm just asking. I just.
A lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Exactly. She is also older than electric razors.
I would believe that.
So, what year do you think an electric razor came out?
Well, I was way off on the microwave, so I'm going to say the 50s for electric razor.
1931.
Now, see, I'm way off on that, too.
And it says that buzz cuts didn't exist then when Betty was a teenager.
See, I don't believe that because Army people had buzz cuts way before then.
I think they probably used scissors back then.
Yeah. Well, they actually had clippers that were hand-operated.
True.
So that, I think
that's
how they
just did it right back then. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So then she's also older than a trampoline.
Hmm. See, we talked about this once before, so I did a little research on that.
Okay.
So I compared it to P.T. Barnum, who started the circus.
Right.
And that was back in the 1800s. So I find it, I would have thought there was a trampoline when he had the circus.
Because when they fall, they have to fall. Like if they don't fall on a trampoline, what happens? Right. So that's obviously an issue with their news here. But according to them, Betty was 12 when the trampoline came out.
Well,
so that would have been 1934.
See, I wonder if some of it is when it came out for resident, you know, you could buy one.
I don't know. Maybe.
Out of the Sears and Roebuck book catalog.
Here's a dumb one, the ballpoint pen. Hmm. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It's a nice texture when you write with it, but I just don't think it's a make or break. Instant coffee, that's a given. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
The garage door opener.
Opener. Yeah, I believe that. She's older than that.
But it came out in 1926.
That is hard to believe.
4 years. She was just opening up the garage with the, you know, thing.
That is hard to believe.
Yeah. Traffic signal, automatic watches, instant camera, jukeboxes, and then, of course, the bread slicer.
And things like podcasts, cell phones, and stuff like that. You know, she's older than all that.
Pretty much.
She's older than like almost everything.
I love that, though. I mean, can you imagine talking to her just about everything she's experienced and how many different eras she's been through? Being born in the 20s? So, I mean, she was still, you know, she probably remembers the 20s a little bit.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, up 8, 9 years old, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say she remembers that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, after that, just for fun, I looked up some things that I'm older than, and we talked about 1983 earlier. So,
you're not older than much.
38 years. I just had a birthday. That's a long time. But it's like midlife, too, because that makes me almost 76.
No.
Midlife.
Midlife?
76.
No.
No. Maybe not these days, but anyways. So 1983 is the same year the internet came out.
1983, the internet came out. Right.
But I don't think it came out to people then either.
Yeah, I think it's probably when it was invented.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember the internet in like the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Like dial-up.
Dial-up.
when it would do that and it would start doing the beeps, like, because the internet was so new and cool, my stomach always like got knots. I was so excited waiting for it to connect, and then it would do the didn't connect and
welcome, you've got mail.
Oh yeah, that's a fun one. So the internet is the same. That's the birth of the internet. I'm also the same age as a blind signature. I don't know why this makes me laugh so hard, but
so let's think about that. How's a signature know it's there if it's blind?
Let's think about, is that really notable? Like,
somebody thinks it is.
I guess David Chaum, who invented it in 1983, he thought it was. So 1983 was the laser turntable.
You don't even know what that is, do you?
Absolutely not. It came. I didn't play with it when I was born, Alan.
So think of a CD.
Only. How old were you in 83 first, so we can get a good reference on how much you know about this?
Well, I graduated in 84. So there you go. So laser discs were the size of an album. You know what an album is, right?
Yeah.
Only they were like a DVD. They engraved movies on them. So you had to have this big player. You'd slide this big disc in to watch a movie.
So is it kind of like Super Mario Brothers and then Sonic came out?
No. This is movies. Those are video games.
I know, but I'm saying a different version.
Yeah, I guess so.
Get
so
Super, in my head.
Super Mario Brothers was Nintendo. And
the other one was Sega. Xbox or yeah, Sega. Yeah, whatever.
Sega, yeah.
Okay, anyways. LCD projector came out in 1984.
Pointing stick. You mean like a laser pointer?
So that's you graduation. You could have a pointing stick.
I could have a pointing stick.
I'm not even going to say that. I was so dumb. But in the 1986, the atomic force microscope came out. That's pretty high tech.
That is. You could use it to watch the aliens going across the universe.
This is a sad one. I'm older than luggage that can tilt and roll.
What the?
1988.
Wow.
So if you were going to Disney before 1988, what'd that look like?
You had to pick up the bag and carry it the whole way.
You had kids hanging off of you, luggage hanging off of you. Dad's probably in the bathroom, and you're stuck out with all them kids and all that stuff.
But you didn't have to wear a face mask in the airplane.
Mm-mm. That was nice. But were you flying in 1988, Alan?
I was. I flew to Haiti in 1985.
Wasn't it pretty risky back then still?
Actually, it was a lot nicer flying.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I got caught in Haiti. The government revolted while I was in Haiti. I had to stay there an extra week.
Oh.
It's like guys with machine guns in the airports, and they overthrew the government. And I was stuck there.
That's not pretty.
No, they were. Yeah. The ruling government was President Jean-Claude Duvalier, and they overthrew him while we were in the country doing
a
mission trip.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was
a little scary?
There was a couple times. Mm-hmm. The plane we were supposed to leave on the night before had a bomb on it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, we stayed extra. Yeah. And then, you know, it was the first time in my life I'd really seen machine guns up close.
Yeah.
And there's all these, you know, guys in the airport with machine guns.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, we have them in the back of a pickup truck. But
right. Back
then, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
It was a little scary.
I saw them on that Christmas movie. Which one is it? Lethal Weapon? Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Sorry, I said Lethal Weapon. Don't comment about it. That's just a girl
I'll
thing.
I'll see if I can. I might be editing
Die
that out.
Hard. I hope so. Die Hard, because that is the best movie ever.
That is considered a Christmas movie.
Of course it is,
that,
Alan.
And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Everybody knows that. Okay, so just a couple more things that I think we should mention. The nicotine patch. I am 5 years older than that.
That's a good thing.
So, Mom, it's okay that you couldn't quit smoking until I was five, but after that, you should have got it together. 33 years later.
So, did you ever smoke?
Really, Alan? Way to turn that around. Yeah, but I quit when I had kids. So, at about 21, 22, I quit smoking.
So there was a time that was supposed to be cool. You had the Marlboro Man on TV all the time.
Yeah, we were kind of at the end of that. Like, it was starting to get weird. Like, where it was
they figured out that, hey, you might get cancer with this.
Yeah, so it wasn't like in the, what, the 40s, where the girls, the prettiest right. ones, always had a cigarette in their hand. They look so fancy.
Well, you know, we watched the Andy Griffith show because it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, and half the time, Andy Griffith's around with a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh, really? Yeah. No. Yeah. I never saw that.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to have to look. But here's what wasn't very good about me smoking. I didn't smoke like Virginia Slims. It was Marlboro Reds. You know what I mean?
What we're you're supposed to say County. Is you didn't inhale.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave that alone too. We are not going Bill Clinton. The only other thing, firewall, a self-ringing mop, sulfur lamp, but I feel like this is impressive. In 91, they came out with ant robotics.
Ants that are robots?
Swarm robots are simple and cheap robots with limited sensing and computational capabilities.
So
what does that even mean?
I don't know, but this brings up an important comment. So we did the podcast on earthworms, tastes like bacon.
Yeah.
So I just saw, and I meant to send it to you, that the government is developing earthworm-like technology to tunnel to go places where the enemy is.
Great.
So robotic earthworms, what do you think about that?
So I feel like they're going to tunnel people right into my backyard is how I feel about it,
that,
Alan.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. It could be.
And pretty soon it'll be not just what I say on my phone that pops up. It'll be like things I'm looking at. Like I'm looking at the woods and then woods pops up on my phone.
That's happening now to me.
So, no thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? That's pretty much all I have to say. I didn't even look at the stuff after the 90s that I was older than because I knew that would make me feel bad.
Well, I'm sorry you feel so old, but you should be in my shoes.
Yeah, well, it's different for guys.
Yeah, we just get wiser.
So far, I just want to say this before we go. Did you hear how immature he just laughed? If you didn't, please go back like 5 seconds. I'm hitting the table because I'm so passionate about it. And he's like,
I couldn't wait to get it out.
All right, I'm done with it.
All right, so for the Surely Not podcast, I'm Alan Stanger with
Cassie Garrett.
And we'll see you next time.
Been listening to the Surely Not podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. With Cassie Garrett and myself, Alan Stanger, we hope you've enjoyed. Please take time on whatever podcast app or player that you are using and leave us a 5-star rating and a positive comment. It just helps promote the podcast that much more. If you like, go to our web hosting site, anchor.fm. and leave us a message right on our podcast page, and we'll get back to you. It's a fun time. If you got suggestions, leave it on our Facebook page, or you can email us at surelynotpodcast1@gmail.com. So till next time, I'm Alan Stanger for Cassie Garrett, and you know what they say.
Surely not.